We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All good things for Nick Wright, even though we yell at each other about basketball sometimes on the Twitters. How are you, buddy?
What's up, brother? How are you?
Things are really good. Good to have you on. Hey, we'll get to the Warriors here in a second. We'll talk about the rare PR blunder they made today and the ramifications of all that and what Colin Kaepernick might have even played in the role in all that. But you're new to the West Coast. You're new to L.A., and so are the Chargers. You're down there, Nick. What is the excitement level today? Is there a single soul saying this is good for the NFL?
I mean, I don't think they're... It doesn't seem like the people here really care. I think they'll care if they end up being good. I do find this whole process hilarious, though, because the NFL for 20 years, I believe this, intentionally kept a team out of Los Angeles just so it could extort other cities into building them a stadium. We'll move to L.A., we'll move to L.A., we'll move to L.A. And once they finally did move a team to L.A., they lost that leverage. And how do you get that leverage back? By all of a sudden moving a bunch of teams. So now they can extort people by saying, hey, San Diego might want a team. Oh, Oakland, they might want a team. St. Louis, they might want a team. It's the same reason, in my belief, the NBA may not have a team in Seattle for 30 years. Because Seattle is more useful as a boogeyman to force cities into building you, the billionaires, free arenas than it is as an NBA market. So, I mean, it's fine. Like, they're going to be playing at a 30,000-seat soccer stadium for a couple years. But the Rams don't have that much of a head start because the Rams were so terrible this year. So I don't think people really care. I think they'll care if the team's good.
Yeah, it's crazy. We always grouse about moving franchises, and the NFL is a greedy money-making machine, but moving franchises around has helped the NFL reach the place it's in right now. I saw Bill Shakin report that moves in the last 40 years, NFL, 9 teams, NBA 7, NHL 7. The NFL, though, is at 9, and if the Raiders move, that number grows to 10. And I do think there is a little truth to what you're talking about, man. They want options, and they love playing musical chairs, except the chairs are cities and fan bases.
Right, right. They love going to cities and saying, you know, what does, like what they said to San Diego, and I think San Diego smartly said no, but they said to San Diego, like, hey, what's the difference between San Diego and Santa Barbara? It's the fact that you got the Dodgers and the Padres. I'm sorry, the Chargers and the Padres. Do you want to lose one of those? I mean, I respect San Diego for saying, forget you. We're not building you a billion-dollar toy box. But, I mean, I suppose I feel bad. I feel much worse for Charger fans than I do happy for the people of Los Angeles.
Yeah, well, considering the people of Los Angeles are going to just ho-hum this right to the end of time. I mean, I think you're leaving first fiddle position in San Diego for a seventh fiddle position in Los Angeles. I got them behind the Dodgers, the Kings, the Lakers, USC football. Raiders are still a bigger deal, and the Rams.
Yeah, I think you're about right. The Kings I can't really speak to, but I think the rest of it I totally agree with you, and I think depending on the year, UCLA basketball could be in that discussion.
One more note on the NFL.
Yeah.
Can you believe we're old enough to see a 30-year-old NFL head coach? I mean, when I was 30 years old, I was ready for a lot of things, probably not to be the head coach of an NFL team. That's impressive.
It is impressive. I also, God, I don't know anything about this guy. I should read up about him, but I don't really, it's not, I can do that later today, so I'm not going to act like I'm an expert. I'm just hoping, because this is the first head coach to be of the Madden generation, for the love of God, man, please be a two-point conversion. Go for it on fourth down. Know how to use your timeouts, guys. Like, come on, man. Like, we deserve to have a coach in the league that gets basic math and probabilities. I hope it's the 30-year-old.
I hope it is, too. I really do. Don't let anything stop you from acting like you don't know about it. Come on. I'm watching these shows on Fox. We got Nick Wright from Fox Sports here on 95.7 The Game. All right, let's turn our attention here to the Golden State Warriors. You and I have gone back and forth on Twitter, and I'm trying to gauge what you really think of this team, and 140 characters is always a lousy way to do it. So we got three direct questions for you. Are you ready, good sir?
I'm so excited. I can't believe it's taken us 6 minutes to get to them. Let's do it.
Do you think the Warriors are the worst 33-6 team on planet Earth?
Well, they're the only 33-6 team on planet Earth, right?
That's true. So, like, but are they the worst of them?
they're the worst and the best. Like, they're all of the above. They're the one I love the most and hate the most. Like, if they're the only one, then they're everything. Come on. Hit me with a harder one, Damon.
All right, well, here, the thing is, you talk about embracing a new style. I know that you grew up around the Rockets, and you definitely covered them for a long time. They were a 3-and-D dunk it team, eliminating the mid-range shot. The Warriors are a 3-D and dunk it team with Sean Livingston still shooting mid-range shots. It's great.
Yeah, no, I got no problem with how the Warriors play basketball. My point on the Warriors is very, very simple, and I'm glad you brought up their 33-6, which is super impressive. What's unfortunate for them is they are 33-3 against everyone in basketball and 0-3 against the three best teams. And if we want to extend that further, we can say 0-6 if we include the last three games of last year. I think this Warriors team, and this is where you and I guess are going to heartily disagree, I think they built when they made the changes they did this offseason. I think they created a team that is better than any team in league history at beating any team that's a B plus or worse, because you don't need to have an on night. You're going to almost always have the two, if not the three, against some teams. You're going to have the four best players on the court, and you can coast against good teams, against the Clippers, against the Raptors. But I think against the best teams in basketball, this team is markedly worse than the team last year. And I think, more importantly than anything, I think the guys in that locker room, if they are attached to a polygraph machine, know in their hearts that Cavs are flat out better than us. And the way the Warriors rented space in the head of every team in the league for the better part of 2 years, I think the Cavs are renting space in their head. And ultimately, that's all that matters for this team. All that matters is win the title. And last year, they were a heavy favorite. Right now, I think they're a significant underdog. It's as simple as that.
The problem is they're not using this regular season as a proving ground. They're using it as a laboratory. And the proving ground won't even exist until game one of the NBA Finals, and they better be in it against the Cavaliers, or somebody is not held up to their end of the bargain. But I think it's a good idea to build a team that waxes anyone B plus or below as if they didn't existed, because let's face it, the NBA is historically a 4 or 5 team league every single year.
Correct. I think that would be a great idea for 99% of the teams in league history. I think that renovating a team that was, up until the middle of June, early June, I should say, the single greatest basketball team I've ever seen, I think it was a very risky, bold move. I think people decided it wasn't bold because of the shiny toy that is Kevin Durant. And I think the other part of this that really hurts them is when, in addition to getting rid of all of your big men, you also, and I don't think they accounted for this, you also lost Andre Iguodala as a quality basketball player. I think Andre might have actually had an effect on the PR thing, on the Warriors fixing it. He sent out a cryptic tweet. If that's true, I give him all the credit in the world. I think Andre's a really good guy. But Andre Iguodala, There's not a player in the league averaging as many minutes as him, averaging fewer points. I think he's had double-digit points once in the last month. I know he's not there for scoring, but you watch all these games, Damon.
No,
he looks like he's on the wrong side.
We got a couple things to argue about. Andre Iguodala's career arc is not one of them. There's no doubt he's a step slower. He's terrible on the fast break these days. And if Iguodala's not finishing fast breaks with, you know, a plum, you know, how much good
is
he?
What's he there for?
Right. Well, he's there to play a little defense, too. He's there to spell guys. He's there to make good decisions. I still think he does that, but there's no doubt. He is on the back nine, the way back. He's on the 17th hole of his career.
And my only, and this is the last point I'll say on him, my only thing is, if you're not finishing the fast breaks, it's because the athleticism's gone, and the athleticism is what's made him a great defender. Like, that's in game 101 of the season, can he bang with LeBron? Because Durant can't. And so, like, that's if you don't have a rim protector, and Andre Iguodala, who was supposed to slow down LeBron, you know, he's not good enough to play, like, that's problematic.
It is. Nick Wright here. And by the way, I only got to one of the three questions, and we're running out of time. And I wanted to ask you, you know, this is why the next time Chris Carter's sick, give me a call and I'll fly down there.
Yep. I'll give you a 10-second answer. Fire him off. Go quick.
Do you dislike Draymond Green?
Yes.
Do you think Curry's overrated?
No, I think this year he's now properly rated. I think most people think he's the 5th to 8th best player in the sport. I think that's properly rated.
I called
Curry the 28th greatest player in the history of basketball. People killed me for it. I think he's great, but he's not. I mean, we all thought he was better than LeBron last year, and it's all insane. And yeah, listen, you're a fake tough guy. You slap college kids, you hit grown men in the balls, you're a fake tough guy. I'd say it to his face long I'm wearing a cup. Fake tough guy.
No, he's not a fake tough guy, man. He just plays hard.
Hard, yeah. He and Grayson Allen, they're just playing hard, can't control themselves.
Hey, I seriously haven't seen an intentional trip once yet, but I went to school under Bob Knight, so I understand how rough basketball can get sometimes. Greg Sir is a rare PR blunder for the Golden State Warriors. They hired the defrocked San Francisco police chief to head their security crew. Thank you very much. I'm excited.
Yeah.
I'm excited about the young Pope coming HBO soon.
Yeah, that's great.
Unless you're talking about popes or priests when you get to say defrocked. Anyways, the defrocked San Francisco police chief was hired and let go within about 15 minutes of each other. And obviously the reaction on social media, which gins up fiery responses quickly, happens. I'm not saying the Warriors are tone deaf. They obviously heard the tone and made a decision. So if it was a bad idea to do it in the first place, I think they get a round of applause for reacting swiftly to public perception.
Yes. I mean, I'm hesitant. You don't want to pat them on the back too much because it was an unforced error, right? This shouldn't have been a story to begin with. But man, oh man, a lot of organizations in pro sports or otherwise would just dig their heels in and say, "Bleep you!" Like, I don't. Even if the guy's not important, we're not succumbing to public pressure. And while typically I don't like the idea of the angry Twitter mob getting someone fired, in this case, I don't mind. That guy should have been fired a half dozen times as the police chief in San Francisco. The things that went on under his watch were heinous and shameful and scary. And the idea that a team in as progressive and smart of a league as the NBA was going to bring him in a city like San Francisco was an embarrassment. And I will give the Warriors a true standing ovation after, you know, I will boo them in the afternoon and then give them a standing ovation in the evening for fixing the unforced error. That man, listen, if that guy never works again in the public sector, private sector, whatever it is, he did that to himself. And it's there's a lot of people that suffered under his watch at the San Francisco Police Department that would love for the worst thing that happened to them is they can't find work. So I'm glad they ended up, you know, they mutually agreed to part ways. It was the right move.
Yeah, it's called the Harbaugh around here. That's what that's called. Nick, thank you very much. Always good to talk to you, man. Have yourself a good week and weekend, and don't wait till the playoffs to get up here to a game. I'll introduce you to Draymond personally.
Oh, I cannot wait for it. Love you, bro. See ya.
Thank you very much. Nick Wright, Fox Sports, here on 95.7 The Game.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.